November 18th, James chapter 1, verse 19, through chapter 2, verse 17. My dear brothers and sisters, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Your anger can never make things right in God's sight. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives, and humbly accept the message God has planted in your hearts, for it is strong enough to save your souls. And remember, it is a message to obey, not just to listen to. If you don't obey, you're only fooling yourself. For if you just listen and don't obey, it is like looking at your face in a mirror, but doing nothing to improve your appearance. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you keep looking steadily into God's perfect law, the law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you claim to be religious, but don't control your tongue, you're just fooling yourself and your religion is worthless. Pure and lasting religion in the sight of God our Father means that we must care for orphans and widows in their troubles and refuse to let the world corrupt us. My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim that you have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people more than others? For instance, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in shabby clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, "You can stand over there or else sit on the floor," well, doesn't this discrimination show that you are guided by wrong motives? Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom God promised to those who love Him? And yet, you insult the poor man. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? Yes, indeed, it is good when you truly obey our Lord's royal command found in the Scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you pay special attention to the rich, you are committing a sin, for you are guilty of breaking that law. And the person who keeps all the laws except one is as guilty as the person who has broken all of God's laws. For the same God who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." So if you murder someone, you have broken the entire law, even if you do not commit adultery. So, whenever you speak, or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law of love, the law that set you free. For there will be no mercy for you if you have not been merciful to others. But if you have been merciful, then God's mercy toward you will win out over His judgment against you. Dear brothers and sisters, what's the use of saying you have faith if you don't prove it by your actions? That kind of faith can't save anyone. Suppose you see a brother or sister who needs food or clothing, and you say, "Well, goodbye, and God bless you. Stay warm and eat well." But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, it isn't enough just to have faith. Faith that doesn't show itself by good deeds is no faith at all. It is dead and useless.
Exhort one another every day. You know why it says every day? Because you're being lied to every day. You are. Your flesh is lying to you. The world is lying to you. The devil's lying to you. Andy Nassalli's message. You got through social media, books and all advertising, all TV programs, all movies, they all lie. All of them lie. I'd like to give examples right now, but they're all lying to you. Every day they're lying to you. So it's no accident that verse 13 says, exhort one another every day. So when I said, you have a small group that meets every 2 weeks, that's fine. Just use email and be on the phone a lot. In other words, the pocket gatherings of weekly or bi-weekly are to establish relationships that get this thing going for every day. You think you don't need this every day? You don't know what you're up against. I'm so thankful for email and people that love my soul and have the courage to tell me things. This is your calling. This is your calling as a Christian. No matter what occupation or vocation you do, this is your calling. Christian friendships exist for this, namely to say things that keep each other believing. Small groups exist for this, to say things that keep each other believing. Christian counseling exists for this, to say things that keep each other believing. Church planting teams, oh how crucial, in Afghanistan or wherever, church planting teams exist for this, keep each other believing. Christian marriage and parenting exists for this. Keep her believing. Yes, wives, keep him believing. Whatever you have to say, whatever you have to do, it is clear, is it not, what we need to say? If the essence of deceit, sin, hardness, unbelief, falling away, eternal destruction, if the essence of the deceit is God is less to be desired than blank, what are you going to say? He's better. He's better. Christ is better. His way is better. And 1,000 experiential and biblical ways of showing that he's better. That's what you're going to say, right? And if that's right, and Hebrews 11 illustrates it with, even the reproaches of Christ are better than the pleasures of Egypt. Chapter 11, verse 26. Even the reproaches of the Christ are greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt. If that's the positive things we're going to say, the negative is also true. You're going to die if you don't turn around. You're going to say, the pleasures of Egypt are fleeting. Don't go there, you will perish in the Red Sea. If you go there, you'll die in the wilderness. If you go there, and we will warn them.